What's going on, successors, and welcome to the Speak Your Success podcast. I'm your host, Jonathan Jones, and I'm excited today because we had the opportunity last week to have our first live podcast. And we were on set at the Top 40 Under 40 Elite Mixer Special Edition. And this one was hosted by the Los Group. And this was the Cosign app release party powered by Versatile. And just want to shout out really quick the Los Group, the ladies of success. And those would be Miss Allison Floyd, Miss Melissa Witherspoon, Miss Brittany Denise, and Miss Ade Omir. Just in case you all did not know who is behind the Los Group and who is putting on these events in the DFW area, you definitely want to get to know these ladies because they're creating an atmosphere and creating a culture. Ultimately, encourages us to collaborate with one another. It brings innovative minds together and sets the playing field just so that we all can get on one accord and so that we can partner, so that we can meet, and so that we don't have to feel like we're going through this journey alone. If it might be entrepreneurship or if it might be just the life aspect, but they're creating a space to where we can connect, to where we can chat, and to ultimately where we can definitely do business. So this episode is going to be about 5 interviews. And what we did was just took all the interviews and then we just put them all together. So you're going to have the opportunity to hear from 5 movers and shakers in the DFW area. And also one young lady is currently in the NY. So as you can see, we're now going state to state with this thing. So I would encourage you to just take a moment, just listen, hear what the people have to share. If you feel like what they had to share was beneficial, make sure to connect with them on their IGs. I made sure to ask them what their IG was. And if you're in the DFW area, you want to make sure to come out to this event the next go round. So without further ado, we're going to go ahead and get into the first interview. And this young lady, she goes by the name of Miss Ero. And I just want you to hear her passion and just with her talking about education and also some different things she's working on. So without further ado, here's Miss Ero's interview. I have Miss Ero here today. How are you doing, Miss Ero?
Hi, everybody. Hi. This is Ero.
Okay, and we were just talking a little bit earlier. Miss Ero, so tell us a little bit about what you do.
So currently right now I'm an educator.
Okay.
But I'm very involved in politics and like the political system and making people aware about what's going on currently.
Yeah.
In our country and across the world. So just bringing to the forefront things that we may overlook just from our day-to-day, you know, lives.
Amazing. So, before we go any further, I want to let you know what you're doing just in the classroom and what you have done just with the years that you've been working with these children, working with these youth, I just want to tell you thank you. Because, I mean, I know your job is not easy. I know it's overworked, underpaid. I know it's sacrificial. So, with you doing that, how did you decide that it's time for you now to evolve and it's time for you to move on to what you're doing, what you're aspiring to do?
So, just growing up, I've always wanted to make a major change and an impact in the community, something that will affect for generations, you know, coming behind us. And being an educator was my way of actually going back into my community or communities like the ones I grew up in.
Yeah.
And be able to, you know, have a firsthand, not only glimpse and like insight about what's going on in the education system, but also being able to like, you know, let the kids know like, hey, you do have an opportunity to do whatever it is that you want. In regards to what people say, you can do whatever it is. And like just being top 40 under 40, that's just our mantra. Like go out there, do it. If you can see it, you can achieve it. Things like that. So I really take, as an educator, I really appreciate those moments of being able to work with the younger generation and being able to like feed into their spirit, their souls, and you know, have that impact on what they will become in the future. Cause you know, our kids, they're gonna be our future doctors, lawyers.
Yes, they are. Yes,
business
they are. Come
owners,
on, come on, talk to us.
Our leaders.
Yeah.
So, and they remember teachers, just like, you know, how we are. Like we can think back to the adults that were there when we were growing up that, you know, had the impact that weren't just our parents or our family.
Yeah.
This was actually our community.
Yeah.
So being a teacher has been very rewarding, even though, yes, it can be very challenging the way the system is, whatever the case is. But, yeah, that's what made me want to evolve to this, because now moving from the classroom to, like, the actual community itself and understanding, you know, how it works, because a lot of people don't realize that with education, we are like one of the center cores of the community.
Hands down.
So we reach,
yeah.
Not only do we like just have families and students, but we have businesses that we reach out to. You know, politics is very much involved in our education system. And just having those experiences and those connection interactions is what made me want to be, you know what? Let me use the law degree that I have and let me help create policies and laws that will, you know, shape our generation. Because right now in America, we're at a paradigm where we can literally shift where our position has, where we can finally officially catch up.
Yeah.
And if we miss this window of time, like, we'll be doing this for another 20 to 30 years. So I really want to help do whatever I can to push that needle in the right direction.
Wow, I love that. I mean, I love your passion and your drive.
Thank you.
Just because understanding that, you know, first of all, going into to pursuing being a politician, I know that that's a whole nother level of stress. But I believe that some of our politicians are our superheroes, just like our teachers, because they're in positions and the things that they're doing is to alter. It's like Harriet Tubman and Martin Luther King and Mother Teresa.
Yes.
Like they're stepping in positions to do things for people, that some changes that they desire to see, but ultimately it's for the benefit of everybody coming behind them.
Yeah, exactly.
So I think that's really amazing.
Yeah. And we're just, you know, continue, like everybody keeps on saying, it's a marathon. And
yeah,
like we are at like a center point of this marathon. Like this, if we consider this a 5K, we're at the 4K mark. Like let's go ahead. Let's keep it moving. Let's keep on laying the groundwork. Let's keep on using our collective skills. Like with social media the way it is, we literally have connection to everybody in this world, you know? And with that type of connection and with that type of interaction, not only do we need to be responsible with it, but we need to maximize it in a way that, you know, builds our society and promotes, you know, a system of love. Because at the basis of everything, even though like everybody would say everything else, it's about the love for mankind, the love for each other that we really have kind of gotten away from, that we need to kind of go back to, you know, especially when I talk about like going, you know, where the common ground is for everybody, you know.
Definitely.
It's just that
Definitely.
Mankind thing.
And then with understanding that, and like you're talking about social media connects us, so who are you looking forward to connecting with tonight at this top 40 under 40 mixer?
Man, I'm looking forward to connecting
with
everybody.
What type of people are you looking to connect with?
I like connecting with, you know, innovators, people who are, you know, trying to, you know, do different things. You don't have to just be creative, but also people who have different experiences in different industries that I might not be familiar with.
Yeah.
Because the more you know,
the more lives ultimately you can impact.
Exactly.
The more people you can serve, the greater legacy can be built based on the more amount of people you know.
Yeah.
But yeah, I mean, so where can people connect with you at? Like, how can they find you?
So I'm definitely online on all the media platforms. You can find me on Instagram for sure. That's that's my primary platform.
Okay.
You can follow me at Some Call Me Ro. It's spelled regular.
Some S-U-N or S-O-M-E?
S-O-M-E.
Okay, yeah,
some
okay.
Call Me Ro. Just keep it simple so everybody can find me.
Some Call Me Ro, okay.
Yeah. You can also, like, I'm in New York, but I travel a lot. So, you know, Dallas is my home.
Okay.
And, but... like, I'm based out of New York. I moved there about a year ago. But if you want to get a hold of me immediately, just contact me on Instagram, and I'll reach out or, you know, follow back, whatever it is that people need to be connected.
There it is. Where do you – I'm curious. So the name of the podcast is Speak Your Success, like we talked about earlier. I'm curious just to hear from you, Ero, what does speaking your success mean to you?
That's a good question.
Yeah. Speak your success.
When I speak my success, it's about talking about the process I've gone through, the taking the chances.
Okay.
The inception of the ideas, the failures, the setbacks, and the ultimate results. Like, that's what I mean by when I think of speaking my success, what did I do? How did I test it out? And ultimately, what happened? And if I did meet my goal, what could I have done in the past, or what could I have done better?
Yeah.
And just that whole reflection. So that's what speaking my success. And that was a good question. That's a good question.
All right. Good deal. There it is. Once again, this is Jonathan Jones wrapping up with Miss Ero. And we are at the top 40 under 40 elite mixer and co-sign app release party in Dallas.
Yes.
Now I want to introduce you to somebody else. He's a good friend of the podcast. He was actually on not too many episodes ago, and he goes by the name of Mr. KG Graham. And he is the CEO, the founder, and the creative director of Cosign Magazine. So he was really pivotal in this particular event because just the night before, he just launched a documentary called Progress Through Perseverance. You can make sure that you want to download the Cosign app so you can look and see how you can find a way to get to the documentary, to see how you can stay connected and seeing all the cool things that he's doing. So now, without further ado, I want to introduce you once again. He really needs no introduction to Mr. KG, or like I like to call him, Mr. Cosign Magazine. 40, Mr. KG.
What's good, my guy?
Cosign Magazine.
Yes, sir.
Man, well, first, before we go anywhere, man, how are you feeling, man? You launched the documentary not long ago. And now, man, how's it feel to get that out, to express yourself?
Man, it feels good and it feels surreal, right? You work on a project for so long, and you don't know how people are going to accept it, if they'll like it, how they'll take it, but you just put it out to the universe. You put it out to the world, right? And then it's like, yo, people actually rock with it. So it's like something you created, people are accepting. So it's a good feeling, bro.
I mean, well, okay, so I'm going to get my thoughts on it. I'm going to get my thoughts because man, just seeing the maturation of the brand.
Okay, I appreciate it.
And like I told you before, man, the quality of your magazine already is A1.
Thank you.
You know, you put the magazine in your hand, you're like, oh, wait a minute, this ain't no tabloid.
Right.
This is a magazine.
Thank you.
And then it's like, okay, and you step over into this other lane. Right. Man, how did you feel stepping into this lane with a documentary? And
man, so I'm a movie nerd, right? Like, I watch a lot of movies. I watch a lot of documentaries.
Okay.
And actually, when Cosign first launched in 2011, we filmed a documentary. It was like 28 minutes. Mm-hmm. But it didn't do a lot of views because, like I said, we just started out, right?
Yeah.
So, but I knew from there I wanted to see my journey later on. So the whole kind of time, I was just trying to come up with a vision for the next documentary. And when the time came, 8 years for Cosign, I'm like, man, I didn't want to do a traditional fashion show that we usually do.
Yeah.
I want to create an event where somebody has an experience where they leave inspired, motivated, and they learn more about Cosign, but the real aspect of Cosign. Like, entrepreneurs, this journey isn't easy.
Yeah,
you get what I'm saying?
Yeah, so talk about that.
Being able to share that with, you know, my peers and our community meant a lot. Because, like, we don't really talk about it, right? We always talk about, you know, how we're successful, how we win, how we launch something. But it's like, man, every day is not like that, right?
That's
true. You know
what
I'm saying? You have rough days, bad days. They just feel like crying. So man, I wanted to document all that and really show the ins and outs of what it takes to be an entrepreneur.
Yeah, man. I mean, I think that's really deep because I think that's just like, if we talk about sports, there's no team that wins every game all throughout the year.
It doesn't matter who you have on your team.
It don't matter who you have on your team. Injuries happen.
Exactly.
Stuff that different issues happen that you don't, you know, foresee taking place.
Right.
But, man, I that's why I think that was really dope about you shedding light because, I mean, a lot of people need to see that.
All right. Appreciate it, man.
Yeah, because it's difficult for us, especially like you talked about. It's difficult being an entrepreneur, and then you the only one that think you're the only one struggling.
Exactly, right? Yeah.
You at the house, you're like, man, nah, I'm the only one out here. I don't got this to pay this,
for
and
sure.
I need that. So, man, so now, KG, now that you've done this documentary, this was your second documentary.
Right, second documentary.
But now that you've done this, so what's next, man? Like, what does that look like for you?
Man, so short-term-wise is to submit the documentary to film festivals, right?
Okay,
I want this project to last. I don't just want to, like, put it out on YouTube and then people forget about it, right?
Definitely.
So I really want to do film festivals. That way we can catch the attention of producers, executives, and really expand on this project, right? So that's the short-term growth. Long-term is really to become a global media outlet, you know, a global media empire. So with that, it's telling more stories, even though they're not Cosign stories, it's still documenting and telling other stories across the globe, not just, you know, locally, regional, not nationally, but, you know, globally. So that's our long-term goal, right? You know what I'm saying? Is be able to go to India, Africa, Panama, Puerto Rico, and tell the stories of what's really going on in all platforms, right? Documentary style, article style for web, I mean, for a magazine, podcast style, if we wanted to. We haven't got into it, you know what I'm saying, but if we wanted to. And also, you know, drop exclusive gems on our app, you know what I'm saying? So it's be able to reach our consumer, our reader, anywhere they're at, you know what I'm saying?
Wow.
So they have no excuse to not to see our stories, basically.
Man. Yeah, because I mean, I know the branding that you all do is no story untold.
Exactly, and no story should go untold, right? You think about it, everybody has a story, man.
Yeah,
everybody.
Yeah.
It's just that they may not tell it, right? So our goal is, you know, either to tell it ourselves or to help them tell their story. You know what I'm saying?
Okay, so KG, you just threw it out there and tried to blow by it. But let's rewind. You talking about an app.
Got an app.
You got the Cosine app, and I had the pleasure of working on, you know, doing a beta test with it.
Yeah.
Checking out some of the features. But man, so we're at the app launch party. So talk a little bit more about the or what you want to share. Give us a little bit more about the app, man.
So the app is now available for download on iOS. So, you know, if you have an Apple phone, go get that Cosine app.
Yeah, cop that.
Yeah. So it's really just an extension of our magazine, right? So our app will be like the platform where we drop all our exclusive content first.
Yeah.
And then you can get it like on the web or in print. So,
okay.
And with that, you can also like get our merch there, our magazines there, find out about exclusive events on there, content. You'll be able to stream live from Cosine stuff there. So also give us feedback directly through the app. So, yeah, man. So the Cosine app is a perfect extension of what we're doing right now. So I would say definitely download that to stay in touch. Everything Cosine related to keep up what we have going on. And then from there, we'll direct you, whether it's to the print or to the website. You know what I'm saying?
Man, so what you have in the app, I just got to commend you. I mean, I told you off cam, but I want to tell you on cam that I definitely commend the brand, the Cosine brand, your personal brand.
Dang.
Just because of the fact that you have managed to evolve.
Thank you, bro.
Like, you've evolved. When I first initially met you, I don't know if this was the vision. I don't know what the vision completely looked like.
Right.
But I know at that time it was the magazine.
For sure.
And you were focusing on, you know, culture, music,
right,
arts.
Right.
But then it's like it expanded to events and different things like that. Man, so talk about the process of just evolving in business.
Yeah, so you have to adapt, right? So traditionally a magazine's main source of income is advertising, right?
Okay.
But if you can't sustain with one resource, you have to add another resource. Mm. Hence comes the event platforms, right? So now you have an opportunity to, one, bring people together, raise revenue that way, but also while you have those people together, you can upsell them on your products, or you can build that community to where, like, you build a loyal following to support, right?
That's good.
And then from there, you want to also evolve to be able to reach them wherever it's at. You know, everybody doesn't really go on websites as much anymore, right? So if you're not going strictly to an internet website, but you're on your phone all day, bet, let me get an app. So that way, while you're on your phone scrolling, you can just click over to the Cosine app. You get what I'm saying?
Mm.
And see everything that's going on with Cosine directly through there. And if you do want to see what's on the web, you can go to our web, Instagram, all our social channels through the app, and you can get the magazine through the app. So there's no reason anything Cosine related can't be on the app.
Man, that's amazing. Because, I mean, there is a point where, everybody, you know, wanted a website. And then you get the website because that's where people are. Everybody getting on the computer. Then everybody has smartphones.
Exactly.
So now it's like as technologies evolve and you are just like, you know what, y'all not going to get away from us.
Exactly.
We're coming at you on your front door.
Exactly, bro.
Man, so where can everybody find you, KG? I know you was on the show not long ago.
Hey, I feel like I feel like a celebrity, man, coming back already so soon.
Hey,
like,
let's get it. Hey, where can people connect with you? Where can they find you? Man, and even one more time, just tell them where they can get the app.
For sure. All right, so you can find me at Instagram, at CosineKG, and at CosineMag. Get the app. You can go directly to the App Store for Apple and just type in Cosine Magazine. And you'll see the Cosine app. But anything else you need Cosine-wise, it's on our Instagram. It'll direct you to the app and everything else.
Man, there it is. So, KG, I'm curious, man. At this top 40 under 40,
right?
Man, like all these people in Dallas coming together. And I know at your events, that's why I love going to your events. That's probably why you're one of the very few people at events that I go to as often as I do. Yeah, man, you know it's love. You know it's love. But what do you look forward to at an event like this? Like, outside the app launch, which is dope. We're excited about that. We're excited about that. But, like, you know, what type of people are you looking to connect with?
Man, I'm always looking forward to connecting with diverse, like-minded individuals, right?
Mm.
So a lot of times we get comfortable going to events that we know people, right?
Yeah,
But we're really not building our community there. We're just going, hanging out with the same people we know.
That's true.
But at top 40, I'm seeing people I've never met before and probably talking to people I traditionally wouldn't be able to talk to just because we're not running in the same circles.
That's true.
So be able to come to this event, I'm meeting new people in different circles and just building up, you know, saying not my resume, but my Rolodex of people that I can call on, you know, whether it's for the services, referrals, etc. So it's definitely an opportunity to, you know, open up your network.
Well, there it is. Man, there it is. We're at the top 40 under 40 with Cosine Magazine because they're launching this amazing app. We're going to see y'all on the other side.
Yes, sir.
Thanks, my guy.
Now I want to introduce another gentleman. He goes by the name of Mr. Brandon Moore, a.k.a. Moore in Dallas. I don't even want to say too much more about Brandon. You can just listen to the interview and just see that this guy is nuts. But it's all good. We still love him the same. Without further ado, Mr. Moore in Dallas, Mr. Brandon Moore.
Hey, man, what's going on, everybody? We're at the top 40 under 40. I'm here with Mr. U in Dallas.
What do
you
do, baby?
Mr. Brandon Moore. Mr. Moore in Dallas. Mr. You want more? I got more. Mr. Whatever you need, I got it.
Mr. LeBrunch James, a.k.a. Brunch Poppy, a.k.a. Okay. Need I Say More, a.k.a. More in Store, a.k.a.
A.k.a. get off these introductions. So look, man,
a.k.a. the one that your mom really liked, but you didn't, like, really choose me. So now your mom looks at you disappointed, and every dude that you bring over, she's looking at you like, ah, really? Not Brandon? Sorry. Okay, that was
man, this ain't your show. This is my show.
My bad.
Man,
my bad.
So look, like I said before, we had the top 40 under 40. I got Mr. Brandon Moore. Man, talk to us, Brandon, because the last time you came on the show, man, you didn't say nothing, but I know you in Dallas. Last time we came on the show, man, you were just talking about Brandon, and I mean, Faith was a big piece. I'm sure Faith is still a big piece.
Oh, most definitely.
Man, but talk about what's happened from the last time you was on the show, because you were like the second or third guest to like now, bro. Talk to us about that, man.
Oh, man. So you and Dallas just popped off. It started off as a little group me, but that group me in itself, I think in a week, we had 500 people in that group me.
Exploded, bro.
And now we're sitting at 2,500 people in a Slack group. Yeah. And we have that broken up into all these, like, different channels. You know what I mean? Like, we got a singles group. Word to the singles. Because y'all really run it.
I had to hop out of there. I hopped in there. I hopped out. I said, no, sir.
Yeah. Yeah, you don't need them problems.
Nope.
We got a church group. We got a wine group. Like, bro, literally anything that you're interested in, wow, we have a group for it. We even have groups for, like, the North. Like, I know sometimes you living in the North, it's like, bro, like, I'm not trying to come from Frisco to Dallas for every event.
Wow.
So we have a group of people who are, like, just in those areas. We even got a West Side group. We got a South Side group. We don't have an East Side group yet. I don't know what to say.
Somebody put on for the East. Somebody
ain't
put
nobody,
on for the East.
I've literally not even had a request for an East Side group. It's wild.
Well, I mean, but three to four is still, that's solid, though.
And eventually we're going to have, like, a Central Dallas group. So, yeah, we making it pop. You know what I mean? So
That's solid.
I'm proud. You know, like, I'm making little moves.
Oh, well, you ain't got Nas. Eliminate that word little. Because ain't nothing little about that Slack, first and foremost. And that's just a Slack. Okay,
that's 2,500.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. Then I mean, bro, you done came in here, and I done seen you put up an event and sell out an event, and I'm not talking about a free event.
Yeah.
Like, everybody ain't doing that.
It was like $50 for that. Bruh, but when we sold that for Sunday Funday, $50,
everybody ain't doing that like that. But talk about where it came from, because I know it came from you wanting people to get connected in
Dallas. That's what it was, bro. Like, I really came into this whole thing with not the intent of, like, making money or anything. I didn't want to make money.
You gotta live.
Like, I gotta make my, I gotta eat.
You gotta eat.
I didn't come in with that as my intent. Like, I really was like, I want something. All right, bro.
Yeah.
I was like, I want something where I can bring these people together so they can get to know each other. Not just being like, oh, like, here's, like, this group that we're in, but, like, really, like, building community and, like, a family. You know what I mean?
Definitely.
And that's what this has really turned into. Like, I have people who come to me all the time where they're just like, bro, like, if we wouldn't have been from this group, like, I probably would have moved out of Dallas.
That's,
like,
crazy.
I had a dude who, he literally told me, like, I had a job offer in Miami to go on, I think it was working for, like, the Ritz or something. Like, it was something, like, ooh, something big. And he was like, yeah, bro, like, I wanted to stay here because this is where I built my family. And I was like, wow.
That's crazy.
Like, that's powerful. Like, for that's people to, powerful, like, feel that connected because of my group. We got people who have gotten into relationships. We've got people who done got into situations.
No, not situationships.
No, but really, though, like, we have people who done, like, found their church homes. We done got people who done, like, found their best friends. And, like, people who were, like, telling me, like, yo, I was lonely before this. Like, I was ready to, like, go back to wherever they came back from. But, like, now that they've met people through this group, they feel like, wow, I can do this now.
Yeah.
Like, Dallas don't seem that bad to me now because I found my tribe. So, like, that,
talk that tribe talk. Come on, B-More. Come on, baby.
So it just, it means a lot to me. You know what I mean? Like, I really appreciate everybody who's been so welcoming, because I can't welcome everybody.
Yeah.
So those people who really take time to be like, hey, welcome to the group. Like, we family. Like, hey, cousin. Like, they call each other cousins and shit. Stuff like that. Sorry.
Man.
But, like, it's just, it's really the came of family, bro. And, like, I just... That's where I'm at right now, working with my family.
Man, even outside of that, because I know you, and I know how you enjoy working with people, and you're loyal to people. So even with people that get brought in, they have businesses. Talk about how you have a business directory on your website, that you can bring people
in. I
didn't
know nobody's paying attention to
me. Come on, man. We not sleep, baby.
So, yeah, I actually have a business directory. And, like, when it started out, it was a thing of, like, people having to submit information to me.
Yeah.
And me having to, like, go in there manually and put it in. But now you can actually go to the website and enter it in yourself.
What's that website?
MoreInDallas.com, you
there
know what I mean?
Is. One more time.
Double O, MoreInDallas.com, you
okay,
know what I mean?
Yeah, MoreInDallas.com. talk, man, so how did that concept even come about? I know your heart, and I know you want to help people grow their businesses, get connected, but then talk a little bit just more about that.
So for me, it was more of a thing of, like, I kept seeing people talking about, like, all these dope businesses that were happening here in Dallas.
Yeah.
But, like, where do you go to find all of them?
Okay.
Like, I mean, that's the question. That's where would real. You go? Where would you go to, if you wanted to find all of them in one spot, where would you go?
The Google would be the guess, but then, you know, people who got the ads and who got the SEO, you're not gonna find all of these dope businesses in one place. No.
That's what I did. I created a directory, and I wanted to be something that looked good.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? And I feel like, especially if you're looking at it on mobile, my desktop version, I'm not too proud of it, but it's still there. It's something
it's
solid.
It's functional. It's additional promoting for somebody else.
Exactly. Yeah. But if you look at that mobile version, bro, it's solid. Like, you scroll through there and you're
I was on there. I was like, because I didn't know that Squarespace, you can do additional stuff on the app.
So what I had to do was go through a third party and do that, though. Like, I had to get an actual programmer to, like, build out the directory for me. And that's why it took so long to get the feature where you can add it yourself, because that wasn't something that was offered when I first started working with them.
Oh, okay.
So now it's like this thing of, like, you can go in there and, like, put it in yourself, and, like, you're editing it. Like, if something switches up, or, like, oh, like, well, you know, we changed locations or something like that, you can go in there and do it yourself versus having to email me, and now I got this whole process of having to go and edit stuff, you know?
Okay, so now for what is next for – oh, wait, we're not going to get to that yet. Man, but we had the top 40 under 40 in Dallas. Know what I'm saying? Cosign right. App release party.
Cosign. That's every time I think of Cosign. I'm
powered
like,
by Versatile. But, man, so so who are you looking to connect with? I mean, because it seems like you know everybody already. Who are you looking to connect with at an event like this?
I am looking to connect with people who own venues. That's what's big for me right now.
Wow.
And that goes into what I think you was about to get into. What's my next steps?
Yeah.
Regular events. Not just here's this one big event from Brandon, but like here's continuous, like every week you know that this is going on with you in Dallas.
Every Thursday, more in Dallas.
Exactly. You know what I mean?
Okay,
that's what we're working on right now, is we're starting to get those things together of like the consistent regular events.
I like that. Okay.
Next steps.
Man, that's what's up. Well, if ain't nobody told you lately, I'm going to let you know I'm proud of you, man.
Hey, bro, I appreciate that. Like, the only person that tell me is my mom, you know what I mean?
Hey, you know what I'm saying?
Well, my dad just be like, good job, but like.
Well, I mean, but you know, that's expected.
No slack, bro.
Yeah. I mean, but you know, but it that funny though, like, cause you know, like in our culture though, like for men, it's like
your dad would be like,
yeah, when you do something great, it's like you were supposed to do that anyway.
Yeah, exactly.
When you fail, then they in you.
Yeah, but when you succeed, it's like, what you want me to be proud of you? Cause you graduated from college. Yeah. Like,
oh, what? Oh, that's an accomplishment.
That's an accomplishment for you. Oh. Man, I did that 20 years ago. What you?
Yeah. What you mean? I had to walk a couple of miles to go to school, and I made my own books. What? What are you talking about? No, you didn't.
I had to sew my books together. God dang.
Oh God, I cannot with you.
It went down the wrong pipe.
I cannot, man. I'm about to let you get out of here, man. Cause you gotta go, man. We're gonna be here cutting up,
bro.
Man, but man, you know you always welcome on Speak Your Success podcast. We definitely
let me
glad
up for
to
another
you.
Episode, bro. I'm ready for another episode, bro.
Oh, you want to do a You in Dallas episode?
I want to do a You in Dallas episode. Oh. Let's talk about it. I want to talk about every group in there. And I'm going to tell you. Let's talk about the story, because, like, I don't know if people see the background of what goes into, like, building something like that. But it's wild.
I see what you did. You came in and you – I see you left the people one more.
Yeah.
You a mess.
Wanting what?
More with 1-0. then you can. I'll let you add the extra. Double O, baby.
I'm about to start doing that. What do you do, baby?
Man, but we here at the top 40, under 40. I have Mr. Moore in Dallas, aka Mr. U in Dallas, Brandon Moore. And you all heard it here first. We're gonna bring him back on. We're gonna let him tell the U in Dallas story. And if you haven't joined the group, where can they connect with you to join the group, Mr. Moore?
Go to Moore in Dallas. Go to my Instagram, my personal Instagram, and you can go to my link tree, and it's like the fourth link. If you see hashtag U in Dallas, that's me. That's us. It's the family. Join the family. Come be part of something bigger than yourself. Because really, it's at a point where it's bigger than me. You know what I mean? It's not just a branding group. This is a family in Dallas. Come join.
And family matters. We're at the top 40, under 40 with Mr. Brandon Moore. We're going to catch y'all on the other side. And now Brandon is still currently taking over the podcast. So I'm not even going to introduce him again because he's going to introduce our next guest. And she goes by the name of Style by Sheree. And she believes helping individuals to make sure that they're dressed for success so that they can dress for what they desire to have and what they ultimately want to become. So now I'm going to pass the mic over to Mr. Brandon Moore and let him introduce Miss Style by Sheree.
Boom, y'all, I'm back. And I have taken over the Speak Your Success podcast. Oh, it's going down.
Let me come back.
I'm interviewing you. We taking over. Go ahead and introduce yourself. I'm Brandon. This is where you introduce yourself, bro. Come on.
I'm Sheree with Style by Sheree.
Yeah. So, yeah, we here. So I'm going to go ahead and interview her since Jonathan is slacking, you know what I mean? Tell us about yourself. Who are you?
Are you serious right
now? I'm dead serious. We're recording. We're live. Look. We're live. Yeah. Come on.
So I am a personal wardrobe stylist.
Uh-huh.
Based here in the DFW area. So I work
Cool.
Wherever my clients are.
Oh, that's dope. Yes. Okay. So, you know, if you're trying to pay her some gas money, she go pull up. You know what I mean?
So, I can't with you. So that's what I do. So I work with business professionals who, like, have too many clothes. They don't know what to wear. They don't have time to shop. They want to redo their image. Maybe they're recently promoted, trying to get promoted. So I help them come in and, like, revamp their style.
That's awesome. How did you get started with something like that?
So I used to style for Nordstrom, and then I was in L.A. doing, like, celebrity styling. And from there, just transitioned back here into, like, personal styling. I like working one-on-one with people.
How is it different, like, going from a L.A. to a Dallas? Like, because I'm sure, like, there's less celebrities here, right?
Definitely,
so what is it, like, how does that change as far as the culture goes with you, like, dealing with those kind of things?
So I definitely came back because I didn't want to deal with, like, celebrities.
Huh.
Like I said, I like the one-on-one relationships. Like, celebrities, it's like photo shoot, in and out. You don't really get to build that with them. Unless, you know, you're hired on. But most of the time, it's like for a photo shoot. It's for an appearance. So you don't get to build that relationship. Here in Dallas, I'm working with people month to month or, like, quarterly and really helping them, like, develop their style over time.
Got you. So what does that look like on, like, the regular, like, a regular day? What does it look like as you're building that relationship with somebody?
So we always start with, like, in the closet, because I got to see what you're working with first.
Okay.
I don't want to, like, buy pieces and just throw them in there with the
rest. So what if you go in there and you be like, yo, all your stuff is trash? Like, what do you do? How do you tell somebody all their clothes are trash?
I have a saying. And one of my clients pointed it out to me because I didn't realize it. But if I see something I don't like, I'm like, so what's the story behind this?
So you have a very polite way of telling people, like, this is terrible.
Yeah,
why,
like,
are you wearing this?
Three or four times, you understand what that means, you know?
Wow. Wow. Y'all hear that? Y'all, if you hear, what is the story behind this?
Get rid of
that
it.
That is slander.
I don't like it. But it has to be nice, because sometimes there's sentimental memories attached to items. So,
my grandma gave me that.
Right, and I'm like, okay.
Well, your grandma should have kept it.
Like,
wow.
When you walk into your closet, people should be able to know something about your personality. Like, I should be able to walk into Brandon's closet and say, he is a social person, he's fun, he goes to a lot of networking events, he moves around a lot. Like,
do you do stylish, styling for men too?
I do.
Got you.
Yes.
So how's that different when you're going from, like, dealing with men to women? Like, how does that dynamic change?
I think with women, they just want to know that what they're in looks good. The guys kind of want to know the why behind it. So if I tell you, like, this looks good, you should buy it, it's like, oh, okay, like, why? It makes your shoulders look broader. Or it, right, you see, now you're like, I need this jacket.
I need that. Yeah. Huh.
You know, guys are more, are you into fashion? Do you like to shop?
Not at all. No.
Okay, so you just like easy.
I'm not a fashionable person. Like, I'm going to pull something out the closet, and if it just happens to match, bet.
So we're going to talk after this.
I don't know if I'm ready for that, bro. Like, I don't know if I'm ready for you to see my closet.
You are more in Dallas. You need to look like more in Dallas. When people see you, do they speak to, like, what you do and all the great things you're doing in the city?
Jonathan, you ready to come take your stuff in? You ready to step back in?
That pause Tag. Was my answer.
Tag.
He's in the hot seat right now about his style. And that's it.
Tag.
It's okay.
Tag. Oh, man. Y'all in here cutting up. Y'all are cutting
he
up.
He set himself up for it.
Well, what was y'all talking about? I'm lost.
He said that he doesn't like to shop and he needs help. And so I was like, does what you wear, does it speak to what you do? Does it look like you're more in Dallas, that you are connecting people, that you're fun, that you're a socialite?
Oh, you was getting on him like that? Dang.
These are questions you just have made to
this
ask
man,
people.
You just made this man run out. Oh, my goodness.
He
made the man.
Himself. He asked.
Oh, Lord. So how long have you, how'd you even get into styling? Because I don't even know if I know that story.
So I was telling Brandon, I gave him the short story, but.
It's loud.
So I gave Brandon the short story, but okay. I did major in fashion in school, so I've always been
really?
In. Yeah, I've always loved clothes, but I just thought I would go into buying.
Okay.
And then I realized that that didn't mean I was going to be able to, like, travel and, like, sit front row at the fashion shows. I was going to be behind a desk mostly.
Oh, yeah, that's a tough one. Yeah.
And I was like, that's not for me. So I went to L.A., did some, like, celebrity styling for,
okay.
like, a year.
Okay.
Yes.
Okay.
And then I came back here, and I was working for Nordstrom as a personal stylist.
Okay.
And that just, like, transformed into Style by Shrey.
Man, okay. Oh, yeah. Where'd you go to school? You went to Texas State, huh?
Yes. Go
Bobcats. Bobcats.
I don't know the last time I threw that up. Like, that was weird.
I think that's like that's almost like the universal thing because, you know, UNT, they're doing call.
Is that what that is? Wait, what do they do?
Call. I mean, you got to ask you gotta ask Gabby, the fiance, but she be doing, I'd be like, what are you doing?
And I'm like, you embarrassed her just now. Gabby.
No, I didn't. She's fine. She's perfectly fine because she'll do call. Dude.
Wait, where'd you go?
I went to the University of Texas at Tyler. And Oz is like, ah, swoop, swoop.
What was the mascot?
It was a Patriot. Well, no. So it said UT Tyler Patriots.
Okay.
But the mascot was an eagle.
Okay.
I can't make it make sense either. I didn't create the mascot. Okay. I don't know.
You just signed on to go to school there, but.
I mean, it's fine. You know, it is what it is. I mean, I got a great education.
That's all that matters.
Yeah, they're in the UT family. They're one of the fastest growing. They're the fastest growing UT branch.
Okay.
Little known fact. Yeah,
okay.
Yeah.
Did you guys hear that?
There's that. Yeah, they heard it. I said it before. But yeah, so styling. So, like, what does in-game goal look like for you? Like, in this styling, what does that even look like?
So I want to have, like, a one-stop shop where people can come to, like, revamp their image. So
okay.
If that is clothing, if it's hair,
okay.
if it's weight loss, nutrition, just everything. Because people,
oh, wow.
I don't think people really understand, like, how important image plays a role in what they do. And it sounds, some people feel guilty for, like, thinking that way, but people gain their perceptions on you, like, right when you walk into a room.
Always.
You know, you're a writer and a speaker. Like, when you walk into a room, you want that presence of I'm confident, right? Like, why you give me that face?
No. Oh. I just scratching my eyebrow.
I'm not going to get on you like Brandon.
No, I mean, I'm here for it. I'm quick with it.
Yeah.
We good.
When you walk in a room, you want your image to show that, like, this is someone who's confident, someone who is an expert in their field.
Yeah.
And a lot of people are walking around and they don't look like what they bring to the table. And it stops you from getting into certain doors and certain rooms that you deserve to be in, but you just don't look the part.
Okay.
So I like to help people realize that and educate them on how to, like, dress for their lifestyle, for their
okay.
body, and, like, their goals and their end game.
Gotcha. So what services do you offer?
So my main service is closet organization.
Okay.
So I come in and I help people figure out what they need to get rid of. People
okay.
only wear probably about 20% of their wardrobe.
I can see that.
So I come in and kind of help you dwindle down that 80% because it's just taking up space of
That's
stuff you're
point.
Not wearing. Right?
That's a good point.
If it's stuff that works for you, maybe you just don't know how to wear it, I'm going to show you how to wear it, how to make it work. And then I'm going to organize everything by color, by style. So when you walk in your closet in the morning to get dressed, you're not, like, overwhelmed. Most people walk into their closet like, ugh, I don't have anything to wear. Like, I don't know where this shirt is. I don't know where these shoes are.
Yeah.
So organize it. You don't want to start your day that way. Like, who wants to start their day that way?
I mean, I feel like that's a. I feel like that's one of the – I think that's, like, an easy cop-out for people. And they're like, oh, I don't know what to wear. But they have so many options in their closet.
But a lot of people don't know how to, like, mix and match pieces. So people will wear the same shirt with the same pair of slacks and the same dress shoe or the same dress with the same jacket. And so you get tired.
That's
so I like to come in and show you how to create different combinations with your items. And then, of course, there's always the personal shopping aspect of it. So going out, helping you buy clothes that fit with who you are and, like, where you're going.
Okay. Yeah, because, I mean, because for me, I wore this shirt last week. But that's neither here nor there.
But that's okay.
Yeah, I mean, I'm fine with it. I'm not tripping.
I repeat clothes all the time.
Yeah.
I just know how to do it. So people don't know. And they just feel like it's new all the time. People think I have so many clothes, and I don't. I just know how to combine different pieces to create different looks, different vibes.
See, and Gabby does that well as well. And those
Gabby's
of you
who amazing. Are,
listen, she's my fiance. But, yeah, she does it. She does that as well.
Yeah.
So where can people find you? They're like, Sheree, I need help. I need assistance. Where can people find you?
The best place is my website. So styled, STYLED, by Sheree, CHARAE.com.
Okay.
All my information is there, contact form. So people can actually schedule, like, a discovery call with me. It's complimentary.
Okay.
So if they're hearing this, they're like, I'm kind of interested, but I'm not really sure.
Yeah.
They can talk to me for 20 minutes, kind of give me an overview of where they're at.
Okay.
And then I can share with them kind of like what that experience is with Style by Sheree.
Gotcha. Okay, excellent.
Instagram as well, Style by Sheree. Everything is Style by Sheree.
Okay, so. I was about to say we had to get the Instagram. The Instagram
was
mandatory.
Yeah, Style by Sheree.
Okay, excellent. Excellent. Okay, good deal.
Yeah.
Well, we're at the top 40 under 40, and I'm just curious just to hear from you, Sheree, like what ultimately – Who are you looking to connect with here at this event currently? Like, you know, there's a lot of individuals here in Dallas, you know, top 40 under 40. So we got a lot of influential people. You yourself influential. You know, you getting everybody styled and you stylish.
Thank you.
I seen your Instagram. I seen you had like, you had on them shades and I don't know. It looked like you had like a retro,
yes.
But it was still current. I said, hold on, Sheree. I said, what you doing there, girl?
Stepped out of the box with
what
that one.
What you doing? I seen it. I was like, hey, I see you.
You got to switch it up every once in a while.
I see you. But who are you looking forward to connecting with tonight? And who are you looking to connect with tonight here at this event?
So definitely business professionals who just need help with their wardrobe or maybe haven't even thought about it. People who are looking to promote, recently promoted.
Okay.
And then also people who manage a team. So I've done corporate talks to speak to people's employees about how to dress appropriately in the workforce.
Wow. Okay.
That is something that a lot of companies have issues with, and it's always like, how do I pull in this one associate and tell them, like, this is inappropriate?
Ooh.
So, yeah.
Wow.
So let's just make it a style chat, educate the entire office. I bring in clothes, give them tips on how to dress and how to kind of transition from work to play.
I love it. And then one more time, where can everybody find you?
Instagram, styled by Sheree, CHARAE, or styledbysheree.com.
Excellent. This is Jonathan Jones. We're at the top 40 under 40 with the Cosign app release powered by Versatile. See y'all on the other side.
And last but not least, you know, we had to bring on somebody from the Los Group just to hold down the fort and just to represent, because they've been doing a great job of putting on these events, these top 40 under 40 events in Dallas. They're putting them on once every month. Do you know how difficult that is to do it consistently? And then on top of that, bringing out different professionals, different individuals, and other just game changers in the city. Some people even driving from other states to come down so that they can connect and be a part of what's going on here. So now I want to introduce Miss Ade Omir, and I want you just to hear just her passion and how hungry this young lady is just to ultimately get out there and make things happen. Without further ado, here's Miss Ade. Okay, so we're at the top 40 under 40 today. This is the Cosign app release party.
Special edition.
Special edition powered by Versatile, but this was hosted by
The Los Group.
The
Ladies of Success.
Okay, talk to us.
Ladies of Success.
Who all is included in the Lazy Success? Talk.
We got
understand.
My girl Allison Royland, okay. But now Allison Floyd.
Okay.
We got Melissa Witherspoon, and okay. We have our media content manager, our first member of the group, Brittany. She just got married, but I'll call her Brittany Calvin. But I can't. I don't know her new married name. I'm sorry, Brittany. And then it's me, Ade Omir.
Ade from New York.
Not from New York, but you they sure? all think I'm from there.
I think you're from New York.
New York people think I'm from New York.
That's what I'm saying. If New York people think you're from New York, then I think that makes you from New York.
I know, right? But
okay, there it is.
I rock with New York.
Okay, I don't got nothing against New York.
Right. I don't like their subway. They need to fix that.
I mean, good luck with that.
Right.
So, okay, so we're in the building tonight. You know, we're having fun. So, take us through like the process. Well, not necessarily through the process, but creating an event like this. Like, what do you expect? What is a good outcome for you?
Yeah, a good outcome is not even the amount of people. It's that to hear that people have made connections. That was the whole purpose of this.
Yeah.
I don't even care to tell people that I created it or that I was the leader of this.
Okay.
But just to let people come here because the movement is bigger than me, you, everybody. Like, we need to be able to connect with each other. Like, people try to, like, downplay Dallas, but don't know that this is, like, almost the mecca of, like, small business and entrepreneurship. You can go anywhere, and when you come to Dallas, you'll see different businesses owned by one individual, not franchises. And so it's like, we out here, so we need to know each other, because if I know you today, I'm who I am, you who you are, who we gonna be in 5 years? But we know each other, and we can help each other accelerate.
That's real.
Yeah, for sure.
How did you get that mindset that you have? Because just like we were talking about before, and you know, we're talking about sometimes when events start out, people are like, oh, I don't know if this is going to be the best one or I'm worried about this. But you're like, nah, I just need to do work. How did you come to that mindset?
I just had to do it because when I moved here from Miami, when I came back to the city, I was like, where the entrepreneurs at? That's my age. Like, I was going to all these events that I had, like, no disrespect, people like 50, 60. And it's like, we too big of an age gap for me to really, like, give you my creativity. I'm a millennial, right? So where everybody else at? And I know people out here. So I told my girlfriend, I was like, you know what? Why not us, right? Who going to do it if we don't do it? So let's do it. Like, we just going to keep putting the pedal to the metal, out the mud, and one foot in front of the other. And if it's real and if it's genuine, people are going to respect it. But one thing I said is that we got to have the right people, right? We can't be coming in here, like, half-stepping. So I said, you know what? We need to co-sign King himself. He didn't know me.
Hey.
I said, who know Cosign? Everybody looking around the table like, I don't know him. Then when my girl, shout out to Tasha Clemens, she was like, I know somebody who know him. I said, okay, well, put me in contact with that person. And by the time I give them the pitch and I tell them what I'm doing, they can't do nothing but respect it and be a part of it. And that's what it was. KKG from Cosign was our first trailblazer. He ain't know us. We ain't had nothing. We ain't had no script. We didn't have anything. I just told him, look, this is what I want to do. This is what's needed in the community, and I need your help. Because if you don't co-sign us, nobody else is going to be ready to come behind us on this one.
Man.
Yeah.
That's super real.
Yeah.
You're
yeah.
so hungry.
Hungry. I'm starving. I'm not hungry. I'm starving. Like,
oh,
I
want to
go where my parents didn't go. I want to see what nobody done seen before.
I don't know. Do you realize how hungry you sound? Like, I mean,
I'm
hear
starving.
It, and you just like. Like you,
I'm
like,
starving.
You're almost like a battle rapper. Like, you just ready, chomping
I'm so,
at the bit.
Like, the hustle is just so strong in me. Like, I just want to see. I feel like we only got this one life. This is the time where when we 40 and 50 and we a little more tired, this hustle we put into it is going to carry us there. And I'm just ready to go.
Wow. Okay, so outside of the Lowe's group, what else do you do?
So I own a hair business called Doe Wigs, D-O Wigs. WIGS on Instagram. It's based in Nigeria. It's your braided wig. So what you saw on Cardi B, the cornrow wigs, the braid wigs, the half wigs, that's what I do. And so it's like it's a good movement because a lot of women out here, we wearing wigs now, right? Because not because we want to wear wigs. Girls can secure their hair that way. You know, tension. You look at somebody braids, even my braids, this because I braid my own hair. But you can literally have somebody yank your hair out, your edges. You know, girls' edges be gone because of the braids, man. Like, yo, so the wigs help protect our edges if you apply them right. So when you got these cornrows, we love cornrows, but that can pull out your edges. And you know, once your edges keep getting pulled out, it won't grow back the same. So cornrow wigs, the braided wigs, they help with that. And so I'm an engineer. So what I do is I put my engineering expertise into my hair love. I've been doing hair since I was 10. Wow. I got an electrical engineering degree. So I put them together, and I was able to engineer wigs that actually help your hair grow and gives you a nice look.
Come on, talk to us then. Come on, engineer. Right. I don't even know. You just drop. You going to hit us with that?
Right. Shouts out to all the engineer chicks out there. Come on.
Come on. Okay, so we're talking about engineering. So when I first thought engineering, I thought, you know, like hard hat, heavy labor. And then I used to drive for Uber, and I met this young lady. And she was like, yeah, I'm an engineer. And I was like, really?
Right.
And I was like, well, how many different types are there?
Oh, so many.
I didn't know.
They even making up some.
That's what I'm saying. I didn't know. So you doing that. You know, you got the wigs going, helping young ladies' hair grow. And you got the Lowe's group going on. Like, what else is next? Like, what's next for you? Because, like I said, you out here hungry. Like, I'm talking about big hungry.
Thanksgiving. Yeah, for real. Yeah. So what's next for the Lowe's group is that we're going to open this up eventually. We're going to make this a high society for young women that are entrepreneurs and that want to plug in together. We're going to create something that we can continue to do things like this, where it's top 40 for everybody. We got to partner with the co-signs and things like that, but where we come together as women and under the young woman that's just trying to make it, where we can build in each other's synergy, but not only just seclude our men, but partner with them.
Yeah.
Where now you know that, look, those women are distinguished. And then whatever's just next for our day, me in general, it's really just continue to impact this community. Like me, I'm all about impact. I want to create impact. I don't want to just be here and you didn't know I was here. I want, when I'm gone, everybody know how they came through and made her mark on this world. Yeah. So just impact really is our part of our dough wigs that I'm proud of is that we give a certain amount of our proceeds to young girls in Africa. So we donate enough money and we share. We make sure that we helping, because we over there making our wigs, but you got to get back to the community another way. So that's what's next for me is philanthropy.
Wow.
Yeah.
Wow. Come on, Ade. I didn't even know.
I know. I be moving in silence. I don't post anything.
Come on, moving silence like lasagna. Let's get it. So where can people, if people trying to find you, if, you know, they just trying to reach out, maybe find out more information about the Lowe's group, or maybe they want their hair to continue to grow and don't want their edges to get snatched out, how can they find you?
So you can find me. I don't have no personal Instagram because, to me, you know, I just don't. So I have a DOWIGS, or you can reach out to me on the Lowe's group front, where it's top40dallas@gmail.com. I got that email. We all got the email. So you can reach out to the Lowe's group in general. Reach out to us at top40dallas.com. We always doing this top 40 under 40 every last Friday of the month. Check us out. We got our boy Jonathan here, and we always have a live podcast going on. So we expect Jonathan to come back. You know, he was a little bougie with us at first, but you see us hustling. Oh, wow. You see us grinding. You can't ignore the grind. Oh, you know, we grinding out here. So Jonathan can't do nothing but pull up, and we appreciate you for that.
You ain't going to call me bougie on my own podcast now.
Right. You know what I'm saying? It's okay. You got the camera. Nah. You got the mic. I appreciate that, but I respect your hustle. I respect the way you move, because you move with in a professional way and let people know you're not here to play.
Oh, man. Well, I definitely appreciate that. But you the bougie one. Let's go on record.
Okay, finally get the last word.
Let's go on record and say that. But, yeah, if y'all haven't checked out the top 40 under 40 events, you got to come out here, because they're getting active in the city.
We got Justice
young professionals.
Department, 97.9, co-sign. We got lawyers, doctors. We got somebody who just made a mill last year that did his own business. We got entrepreneurs in here. So if you're not in here, you playing. And you don't really want no money. And you don't really want no partners either.
Wow. Let that success rub up off you in here. That success rub up. Man, so we out here with Miss Ade. This is the top 40 under 40.
Booyah.
Hosted by the Lowe's Group.
Booyah.
Tonight is powered by Versatile with the Cosign Release app.
Booyah, yow.
We're going to see y'all on the other side. Peace. What's going on, everybody? I hope you had the opportunity to enjoy each and every interview from each and every one of these individuals who are getting up and getting after it in the city and even beyond. If you'd like to connect with them, be sure to check out the show notes down at the bottom. We have their social media handles to where you can follow them, to where you can get connected, but ultimately to where we can continue to expand and grow community here in the DFW and beyond. Once again, we want to shout out to the Lowe's Group, the Ladies of Success, as well as Versatile and Cosign for hosting this amazing event and giving us the opportunity to host and to put on for the live podcast for the evening. Friends, we're going to go ahead and get out of here. We'd encourage you to follow us on Instagram as well as our other social platforms at SYS Podcast 1. And this is TEDx speaker and best-selling author Jonathan Jones reminding you to speak your success, believe in your greatness, and continue to create the life and business of your dreams. Why would you want to live any other way?